Hey everyone, welcome to Open Source Growth. I am your host, Dean Denny, founder and director of Owen Denny Digital. And today, guys, this is a unique podcast. This isn't going to be one on software, this isn't going to be one on marketing, but it will influence your ability to launch incredible marketing campaigns. It will also enable you the opportunity to become a bigger and better version of yourself. Because one of the things that entrepreneurs and growth marketers and e-commerce business owners, like, we all just get totally obsessed with our businesses, right? So it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, a freelancer who's aspiring to take their digital marketing agency from one person to five people, or if you own a software company that's, you know, 20 people deep, whether you've got like 15 devs, a couple of marketing people, a couple of sales guys, whatever, or you're a accounting firm or even a fish and chip shop. It doesn't really matter where you are on your journey. You know, running and growing a business can be addictive purely because of the fact that, you know, winning is addictive. And there was this really famous podcast by Andy Frisella where they talk about how winning is more fun than fun is. And it got me thinking the other day, well, if winning's fun and winning is more fun than fun, that can spread a pretty dangerous message, don't you think? Because what it can force us to do is just get totally, completely and utterly obsessed with our businesses, but we can fail to focus on other things which are supplementary and other things which I personally believe can make a bigger difference in your life. See, I personally believe that you need to have three different kinds of hobbies to level up your life. And here's why. See, if you're just focusing on business, you can often just get so caught up in your own shit. You can get caught up in the sales team, you can get caught up in the marketing, you can get caught up in the podcast like the one I'm doing today, you can get caught up in your content creation or your product development or your, I don't know, your HR issues or whatever. And there's this expression which I'm a firm believer on, that, you know, all work and no play makes Charlie a dull boy. And it's true, you know, if you watch, you know, the workaholic type business owners, and if they're trying to run their marketing at the same time, more often than not, the marketing's dull, it's flat, it's boring, and no one's going to want to actually go about clicking on that content offer or that sales call or whatever. See, I personally believe you need three different types of hobbies, because hobbies provide you with so much more energy, so much more life, and so much more, you know, so many more colors to paint the palette of your life and paint the palette of your dreams. Now, I'm not just using the word or the number three just to be like, hey, you need three hobbies, go off and, you know, go create or go whatever. Purely because of the fact that, quite frankly, it's not like that. You need three different types of hobbies, and each hobby needs to serve you. See, I personally have a few different hobbies, and they all serve me in unique ways, and they've all together enabled me to become a more complete person. They've enabled me to become a prouder person, someone who's not just, you know, grinding it out, but also expressive and creative. And it's enabled me to, you know, find that real, like, life force again. And I think if you're feeling a bit flat, if you're feeling a little bit down and out, you know, this could be the message you need here in your life. And I'm giving you permission to follow your dreams and follow your heart here. So without further ado, what are these three hobbies? So I personally believe you need three different types of hobbies. You need a hobby that enables you to tap into your own creativity. You need a hobby that makes you money, and you need a hobby that keeps you fit. Now, you could be thinking, oh, well, sheesh. Why do I need these three things? You know, for instance, you might be an accountant And you might be thinking, oh, well, I run an accounting company. Why do I need to be creative? Well, quite frankly, you may need to be creative with tax laws. You may need to be creative with your marketing campaigns. You may need to be creative with your HR or your resourcing. You may need to be creative with the way you coordinate meetings and figure out a way to, you know, wow your customers. So in hobby one, you need to find something which enables you to tap into your own creativity. For me, I love music. There's no secret here. I love jazz and I love hip hop and R&B and soul music, and I love playing guitar. So, you know, if it was any given Sunday or any given weekend, you can find me composing and rehearsing and playing guitar and trying to learn new songs or figure out how to play something or whatever. And with a hobby that enables you to be creative, like, there's such beautiful tangential benefits. Not only are you able to exercise that creative muscle in your business, but it really does breathe life into your everyday. Because if you think about it, if you're being creative, you are actually physically, like, from the word, by definition, you are taking things from concept and turning them into reality. So if you, it, like, music's my thing, but it doesn't have to be yours. Like, perhaps you like to write stories, perhaps you like to paint, or you like to draw, or you like to play with pottery and sculpt stuff. Like, find a creative hobby and work at it every weekend. I'm not saying you spend, like, all Saturday and Sunday constructing, you know, furniture and tables out in the backyard or whatever. What I am saying, though, is give yourself the permission to step away from the business and find a hobby that enables you to create, because you'll see such incredible tangential benefits inside of your business, and it will just float through, and it'll make you feel so much more at ease with everything, and it'll give you confidence and self-esteem. So get onto that, guys. It's a really incredible way to add the X factor to your business. The next one, which I'm sure that a lot of you would already know, is finding a hobby that makes you fit. Now, this is where everyone knows that, you know, your health is your wealth, right? Like, it can't be said enough, especially when you are a high performance founder, business owner, who's trying to, you know, wake up early, stay up late, work long, hard, arduous hours. But the craziest part about it is the longer you work, the fitter you need to be. Not only do you need to be fit physically, but you need to be fit mentally as well. And, you know, when stress builds up, you know, you start seeing the mental cloud and the mental fog setting in. It's not good. It's not kosher. It's not nice. And it's really, really difficult, because as your cognitive ability declines, your tasks that once took, you know, 35, 40 minutes now take 3 freaking hours. Like, that's not efficient at all. So if you are thinking, well, man, I've got to get fit, don't just get fit for the sake of getting fit. Get fit for the sake of having a hobby. Now, for instance, my hobby is boxing. It used to be cycling, but I love boxing now. Like, I'm obsessed with boxing. You know, I would go box 3 to 4 times a week. I'd also go lift weights, you know, 3 to 4 times a week in any given day. I've been a bit sick lately, so I'm itching to get back out there. But the reason why having a hobby which that you get obsessed by and consumed by that keeps you healthy is that not only does it enable you to, you know, to get fit, like with boxing, you start developing nice shoulders and back muscles and chest muscles and arms, and you lose weight, you look good, you feel strong, you develop this reinforced level of confidence. But honoring yourself and making those personal commitments to yourself to get healthy, to get fit, to get wise, it's going to help you in your business settings. For instance, with boxing, I now stand taller in marketing meetings. I lead better. I'm better at dealing with conflict, and, you know, there's so much. I can't really speak highly enough of boxing. It's made a huge difference in my life. But what I am asking you here is that if you don't have a hobby which gets you fit, look inwards and ask yourself, like, if I'm going to play a sport, if I'm going to do something which gets me fit, what would be good for me? Maybe it's powerlifting. Maybe it's you know, doing like muscle comps, or is it table tennis? Is it running? Is it cycling? Is it triathlon? Look into something that, you know, enables you to work on yourself, which forces you to get up early, to get to the gym, to clear your mind before the big day. It enables you to blow off steam. Super crucial. Like, if you think about ways in which humans can blow off steam, you can take the health-driven path, which is, you know, going out for a run, getting healthy, journaling, all that stuff. Or you can take the not-so-enlightened path of, you know, doing drugs, doing alcohol, bitching with your friends, etc., etc. And that's not going to help you out long-term. So, like, find a hobby that keeps you healthy, that enables you to eliminate that brain fog, enables you to develop some form of discipline, and enables you to, enables you to get healthy, get fit, makes you look better, you'll feel better, and you'll be able to step out into the world as a confident, reinforced, ironclad human being. And now this is the final one, and I think that this is crucial because, again, this makes you look at the world in a slightly different way. See, the last hobby that I recommend everyone have is a hobby that makes the money. Now, this hobby that can make the money doesn't just have to be, you know, buying and selling real estate or buying shares, or, you know, it could be, you know, purchasing bonds or investing in other businesses and stuff like that. Like, they're all fine. They're good ones, but it could be something as unique as, oh, I have a hobby business. I have a little e-commerce store I do on the site, a little side hustle. You may teach guitar. You may teach clarinet. You may clean other people's houses because you really enjoy being able to help out the elderly or whatever, but have a secondary source of income through something that you really, really enjoy. You know, like, I've enjoyed, you know, trading on the stock market historically, and I really love that. I can't wait to get back into that soon. Like, you know, I've taught guitar on the side. I've sold dog biscuits to cafes on the side. You know, I'm just trying to think about all the other things I've helped out. I coach marketers on the side. You know, there's a whole heap of, I would say, you know, heart-led business that I do away from the marketing agency because it enables me to see the world in a different way, but it also enables me to, how do I say this? You know, it recharges me because it provides me with something different from the business I'm trying to scale up. And, you know, if you have that additional hobby that makes you money, you start looking at things differently. For instance, just say you're into buying and selling company stocks. It enables you to look at your own business through the eyes of a share trader or a fundamental investor or institution that does invest in companies. And you think, why would I invest in my company? Well, the balance sheet isn't very good. Or I would invest in my company. I'd be throwing the house at it because my, you know, profit... my profit to earnings ratio is so damn high, etc., etc. You know what I mean? So finding that hobby that makes you money can also enable you to look at your own business with a new set of eyes and enable you to find additional profits in your business, but you get to have a whole lot of fun along the way too. Like, it doesn't really matter what it is, but just find something you enjoy. You might love restoring and selling furniture. You may love restoring and selling cars. You may love flipping and selling bottles of wine, but find that hobby, commit to it, and have a good fun there. Because what's interesting in all of these three unique hobbies, not only will you be able to tap into your creativity, not only will you be able to reinforce a level of confidence and bring a whole new level of discipline to your life, or even put a few extra hundred, if not thousands of dollars into your pocket every single month, it'll also enable you to tap into new communities. See, hobbies are incredible because they aggregate like-minded people all together that can share in what you love, that can, you know, tell stories, and they'll people who are looking to bond, and you'll feel like you're connected and you're part of something. And as a founder, you know how lonely it can be, and with hobbies it enables to bring all these people who are just like you together. You get to bond, you get to enjoy and share in this. And what's often really interesting is that not only will you meet people from different walks of life, but you probably will also meet people just like you who are using this hobby as not so much an escape from their business, but also something which may supplement their business as well. And you know what? If you're a B2B business, you may even be able to make some money from these communities and these networks that you're able to form through your hobbies. So guys, That's my thoughts. I have three hobbies. I'd love to know what your three hobbies are. If you do have three hobbies and how they go about influencing you in your life and in your business, shoot me an email. My email is dean.denny@owendenny.com. You can check that out in the show notes below. And I'd love to know about the hobbies that you take part in every single day, because they do make a massive difference in your life. It can make such a magnificent difference in your business, and it'll enable you to really think and push the envelope in the pursuit of your dreams. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you want to know how we can help you grow your business through the latest and greatest in direct response advertising, social media marketing, and software customer acquisition strategies, hit the Run My Growth Diagnostic button in the show notes. It'll send you through to a type form where you can leave your details. But if you're not sure where to start with your marketing journey, feel free to hit on the link to book a friendly 10-minute chat with me, and we can go from there. So guys, thank you so much for tuning into Open Source Growth today. I am your host, Dean Denny, founder and director of Owen Denny Digital, and I hope you be well. Talk soon.